Dead Ringers.
Hello, yes, it's me, the Dimbleby's back again. I know you thought I'd retired. I tried to, but that TV license isn't going to pay for itself. And let's face it, you can't have an election without a Dimbleby. The results of the first vote in the Tory leadership contest are in. The three candidates, Andrea Leadsom, Esther McVeigh and Mark Harper, have been eliminated, and they join me now.
This is an outrage. Are we really expected to believe that I'm not popular? Loved, even. I am a nice person.
I agree with Esther.
Shut it, Spoonface.
Esther is right. I don't accept this result either.
You know what? We need to run this vote again. Yes, we do.
Run it again? So you're demanding a second vote?
Correct. Clearly, the voters today didn't have all the information they needed at their disposal.
Meanwhile, bucking the odds, Rory Stewart made it through the first vote. He joins me now from a field in Norfolk that he's walking across for no particular reason at all. Rory, you came seventh.
But yes, I did. But if you discount the six people who finished ahead of me and squint just a little bit, I was the winner.
Rory, you're being utterly delusional and living in a fantasy land. Oh, good grief. Maybe you are going to win this thing after all.
You've reached the voicemail of Theresa May. I'm sorry I couldn't take your call. I tried three times, but ultimately I failed. This is, and will remain, a matter of deep regret. Leave a message.
Hello, Theresa. It's Jeremy Hunt here. Can I ask you a huge favour? I know you've said you're not going to get involved in the leadership contest, but, well, a lot of people are calling me your natural successor, so would you consider coming out and endorsing Michael Gove? Or Boris, or Raab, any of the others, really? Because having you not on my side would mean the world to me.
You're listening to Today with me, John Humphreys.
And me, Martha Carney. The headlines. Asked to explain why Britain was experiencing torrential downpours in June, the Met Office says this is either down to El Nino or the fact that Glastonbury's back on this year.
In the first round of the leadership race, Theresa May is rumoured to have voted for Boris Johnson, partially because of his strong pro-Brexit stance, but mostly because Boris is the only chance she has of not going down as the worst Prime Minister in history. Following the success of the TV show, Instagram influencers have been flocking to Chernobyl to be photographed. A poisonous site full of highly toxic material is a pretty accurate description of Instagram. But of course, it was the news that in his younger days, Michael Gove snorted cocaine at parties which stunned Westminster. Many found it just too astonishing to take in. Michael Gove actually being invited to parties.
At their respective leadership launches, Boris Johnson avoided questions about his previous drug use.
Cocaine turns you into a rude, arrogant, self-centred bastard. Who's happiest when he's talking utter drivel? So where is the evidence that I've ever taken it?
Michael Gove elected to meet issues of drug use head-on.
Choose Gove. Choose a weirdo. Choose a hypocrite. Choose to see me in my horrendous jogging habits every day. Choose someone who's pissed off teachers, prison officers, farmers, and pretty much everyone I've ever worked with. Choose to have no future. Choose Gove.
As for the other candidates, Mark Harper said, "Ask me anything." To which an entire country replied, "Who the hell are you?"
One of the candidates to make it through the first cull was former Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab, but he's been criticised for a lack of charisma. Mr. Raab, you do come across, don't you, as a bit of an estate agent?
What I'd say is I'm clean, I boast a light and airy intellect, and have views on women that are in some need of modernisation.
As all the leadership contenders outlined their Brexit plans, it was clear there are only two possibilities. Either Brussels gives us a better deal or we crash out on October 31st.
At which point every person in the country decided that hard drugs were the only thing that would get us through this hell a second time round. Luckily, Gove still had the number of his dealer. Here, Martha, have a toke on this pipe, it'll help.
Well, I doubt that, John, but I'm willing to give it a... Oh, yeah, yeah, I can see it now. No deal Brexit is looking pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah, why didn't they tell us no deal Brexit was rainbow flavoured?
Life on our planet is full of change. The changing seasons, the ebbing tides, and now, of course, the scrapping of free TV licences for over 75s, like myself. Yes, I'm Sir David Fricking Attenborough. Now I have to pay the BBC to watch Bargain Hunt and Stacey Dooley Investigates. Well, two can play that game. You should now be looking at the beautiful and incredibly rare Siberian snow leopard. But no, you can't see it because there's a blurry pink shape consuming the entire screen. That is my arse. Yes, for the next hour, to a beautifully composed musical score, you're going to be looking at my bare 93-year-old keister. If you're lucky, very lucky, I might think about twerking it. If Daddy don't get his sugar, then Auntie Beeb don't get no love.
Hello, and welcome to this Daily Politics special. No, someone hasn't thrown a salted caramel creme brulee at the wall. It's just little old me. In the Commons right now, Labour is attempting to take control of Parliament's timetable to block a no-deal Brexit. We can cross now live to the Commons, where the Leader of the Opposition is about to speak.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah! Tremble before me, Brexiters! I am your nemesis! The results of the vote will be heard in silence.
The ayes to the right, 298. The noes to the left, 309.
The noes have it, the noes have it. Curses. You won this round, government, but I'll be back louder than ever. I've got arcane procedures galore, bucket loads of Erskine May, and something pointy that used to belong to Charles II. Four more months of this, strap yourselves in, it's gonna be a bumpy ride! Ode, ode.
Throughout time, vast, unanswerable questions have captured the imagination of scientists. But one question we can now answer is how the world will end. And this is what it will look like. You can see the oceans being vaporized, surface rocks reacting with liquid sulfur, and Jeremy Corbyn.
Hello, Brian.
Mr. Corbyn, what are you doing 5 billion years in the future?
I am holding on, Brian. Because I sense we are on the cusp
of total annihilation.
No, of a general election.
But you're about to be wiped from the face of the earth.
Brian, our policy on this is very clear. If we are unable to secure a general election before the planet is consumed by an ever-expanding ball of plasma, and all options remain on the table, but is it just me or is it getting quite hot?
Mr. Corbyn, you're on fire.
Oh, thank you very much, Brian. Oh, I see, I am literally on fire. Oh, well, it's not the worst day I've had lately.
Reached the voicemail of Michael Gove. Vote for me as your dealer. Leader! Leader! Gove,
you old party animal, it's Nigel. Now, look, I've never partaken of the Bolivian marching powder. Far too foreign sounding for me. Although it is white, which I'm a big fan of. But look, we've all taken a substance we later were ashamed of. I mean, I once drank a pint of, non-alcoholic lager. I don't know what I was thinking. I was young, I was stupid. Also, the girl behind the bar had massive bristles and I got a bit distracted. Anyway, don't let this set you back. If things don't work with your old party, just start a new one. You don't even need any policies or talent, just a shed load of dodgy cash.
BBC Radio 4. Coming up later, it's The World Tonight, which includes an interview with Jeremy Hunt. Meanwhile, on 4 Extra, you can hear The Now Show with Steve Punt. On Radio 2, there's a special concert with James Blunt. While tomorrow's rambling comes from the Merseyside village of Lunt. That's how you do it. Eat your heart out, Victoria Derbyshire. And now on Radio 4, The Untold.
Hello, I'm Grace Dent. Yes, I've sort of heard of me too. Welcome to The Untold, a series documenting the untold dramas and little-known stories of 21st century Britain. This week, we talk to one ordinary man whose struggles for attention culminated in a desperate bid to become leader of the Tory party. This week, the untold story of Mark Harper. Let's look at all the myriad interesting facts about him.
I was a chartered accountant, then I became an MP.
Fascinating. Join us next week when we'll be hearing the extraordinary untold story of the derelict cesspit next to a croft house in the Outer Hebrides, the only place not to have been visited by Rory Stewart.
Welcome to Queer Eye, the makeover show where five gay guys get their hands on an unsuspecting hetero.
We're in the southwest of England for our toughest task yet. A former dancer who's stepping back into the workplace.
I'm Anne, and I'm a Brexit Party MEP who's never been married, never been kissed, never been hugged, never even seen a man unless you count David Cameron, which I don't. I'm hoping the Queer Eye gang can fix me like modern science will hopefully one day fix them.
We are going to turn Anne from Brexit to Sexit.
From homophobe to homophab.
Now, Annie, baby, I just have to say, let's talk about your haircut. It looks like the angry soul of a shih tzu. You need a new do. Snip, 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 and there we go. Hey, you look 85 again.
I'm 71.
Hi, Anne. I'm Antoni, your nutritionist. Tell me, what do you like?
A ritual prayer and the death penalty.
Oh. I meant to eat, but okay, we can work with that.
Okay, everyone, let's meet the new Anne Whittacombe.
Oh, my God. If you turn around, you'll notice I've written hot bitch on the back in sequins.
I love it. This is a new Anne, an Anne who loves everyone. Gay, straight, even Chinese.
And finally, we're going to top off the look with this Netherlands-style hat.
Now, hold on there, Dorothy. A Dutch cap. Oh, you filthy Protestant heretics. Out. Go on, all of you. Out. Right, time to get back to my straight activities, like ballroom dancing and appearing in pantomimes. No gay people there.
People of Britain, this is your Prime Minister. Can you still see me? Yes, I'm slowly fading away before you like that photo Marty McFly had. I would like to hurriedly announce some policies to ensure I'm not just remembered as the George Lazenby of Prime Ministers. Initiatives like zero CO2 emissions by 2050. I feel very strongly about reducing carbon emissions, and that's why I've taken up a new hobby, which I call sitting in a dark room and not moving at all. Yesterday, while I sat so very still, and the blackness hugged me in its despairing embrace. I felt a bluebottle slowly crawl across my cheek. Its gentle touch was the most kindness I'd felt in 3 years. I thought to myself, perhaps if I squash it, it might get reincarnated into someone who likes me. Perhaps it might vote for my withdrawal agreement. Someone's calling me. Oh, thank heavens, it's all been a mistake. They want me back. Hello?
Teresa, it's Bozza. Just to remind you that I'm having the hot tub installed in the courtyard next Monday, so could you make yourself scarce? The builders don't like it when you stare at them from the attic.
Boris, you will be honouring my pledge of a zero carbon economy by 2050, won't you?
You have my word, Teresa. As a gentleman, that will happen.
Oh, well, I tried. Back to enjoying the sweet, sweet darkness. You'll all be joining me soon.
You're watching the News at 10 with me, Hugh Edwards, four parts bank manager, one part Rocky Balboa. As the Scottish National Party look to resolve their future in post-Brexit Europe, their leaders have headed to the European headquarters. I'm joined now from Brussels by Nicola Sturgeon.
Look, Scotland is a proud nation, and we will not be denied the opportunity to negotiate what's best for our future because of the rest of Britain's decisions.
And who are you negotiating with, Nicola? Jean-Claude Juncker, welcome.
Why must you keep sending these fools, Hughes? First of all, you English waste our time with your may. Now the Scots. Who's next? The Welsh? The Cornish? The people from Hugh?
So you are saying an independent Scotland wouldn't be welcome in Europe?
I do not give a flip who is in the EU, Not anymore. Spain, Scotland, South Sudan. I used to be like you, Hugh. Happy, content, young. I'd enjoy things all Luxembourgers enjoy, like making crepes, eating crepes, talking about crepes. Then Brexit came along, and now I hate everything, even crepes.
Look, I know how you feel. I felt betrayed, frustrated, feels like no one's listening.
I feel exactly the same. I've come to some incredible realization. I do not hate the British.
You don't?
No, just the English. Hey, Nicola, don't you hate the way the English people try to boss us around?
Aye, and the stupid way they talk, eh?
Oh, yeah. Quack, 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 prawn sandwich, the weather, Marks and Spencer's rubbish.
Well, until next week, Mr. Juncker.
Salut, Hugh.
Aye, see you, Hugh.
In a world filled with death and despair, there is one group of British superheroes dedicated to upholding all that is good and decent. Sir Ian McKellen.
Return to the Shire, young hobbits.
Sir Patrick Stewart.
Return fire, Mr. Riker.
Dame Judi Dench.
Return to MI6, Commander Bond.
And Sir Alan Bennett.
Return that roll neck sweater to John Lewis pronto, Beryl. Horizontal stripes do your bingo wings no favours.
They are the National Treasures. The National Treasures have been summoned to their secret base deep beneath the BAFTA headquarters.
Why are we here?
We are here to welcome the newest National Treasure, Lorraine Kelly.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? You're all looking so slim. Have you lost weight?
Lorraine Kelly, who do you play? Desdemona at the Almeida?
Oh, no, no, no. I play Lorraine Kelly on Lorraine on ITV. It's very, very good.
Dear God, we're getting National Treasures from ITV now.
Right, back in your box, Spocky. Lorraine here was responsible for destroying Esther McVeigh's leadership bid this very week. That automatically makes her a national treasure, even on ITV.
All right, just this once, But FYI, anyone suggests Eamon Bloody Holmes comes in here and I'll go warp drive on their ass.
Step forward into the light, Lorraine, ducky. And you shall become a national treasure.
Oh, that's very, very exciting.
Stop right there. That ethereal glow is mine.
Do what McVeigh says. She's got a photograph of Margaret Thatcher and she's not afraid to use it.
Let me through. I might not get to be PM, but at least I get to be a national treasure. This is what I've always dreamt of since I was a little girl pulling the wings off hedgehogs. Since I was a repulsive weather girl. Since I was a loathsome children's presenter. Esther McVeigh, national treasure. That's me. Look at me, Ma. Top of the tree. Ah!
Oh, dear. I seem to have accidentally hit Esther McPhee over the head with my Pride of Britain award. But doesn't she look great unconscious?
Welcome to Love Island, where 10 sexy singletons are emotionally tormented for 2 months in the name of viewing figures. I mean, love.
Let's join this year's contestants.
My name's Tommy, I'm 20 years old, and as my friends know, I'm trouble.
I'm Lucy, I'm 21, I'm looking for a guy with a brain and a body.
My name's Nigel, I'm 55 years old. I like a smoke, the odd drink. I think Italians are lazy. I like a good time and...
Hang on! You're not one of the contestants.
Don't be ridiculous. You want someone to get drunk and do something inappropriate on TV? That's what I was born for! Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I eat sushi with a knife and fork...
Security!
No, no, no. Let me finish. As the leader of the country's most popular party... I not only demand a role in Brexit negotiations, I demand a role in everything, including this year's Love Island. Now, who wants to play hide the sausage in the jacuzzi with a bottle of Advocar? We demand to put ourselves first, which is why my first action will be to take Love Island out of Europe and back to the British Isles.
But what about the villa?
No, no, no. We don't say villa anymore. We call it by its English name.
Oh, which is?
Bungalow.
Nigel, I'm afraid the British public have voted and they want you to leave the villa.
But I haven't even put my Speedos on yet.
That's exactly why.
Well, if that's the will of the British people, then so be it. I'm going to leave with dignity.
Thank you, Nigel.
By necking a bombardier and taking a dump in the pool. This one's for you, Yunker.
Welcome to The One Show with me, Matt Baker. If this programme were a mother fruit corner, I'd be the tub.
And me, Alex Jones, the first human product from a Build-A-Bear workshop.
So, as you may have heard, the BBC is to scrap free TV licences for all but the poorest over 75s, and a lot of older people are pretty unhappy about it.
We're joined in the studio now by the chairman of the BBC, Sir David Clemente.
Yes, hello, Alex. This has been an extremely difficult decision, but I hope...
Sir David's been hit by a poison dart!
That's no poison dart. That's a Parker pen.
Michael Parkinson, what are you doing here?
I am the leader of a band of disgruntled oldies armed with only a surfeit of Parker pens and intent on getting our free licences back. In you come, guys. Well, I must say, it's wonderful to see so many elderly folk showing so much get up and go. Don't patronise us, son. We don't like it.
Are they dead?
No, 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 no. Each Parker pen is filled with a special narcoleptic quink.
But hang on a minute. This is a highly complex issue, and this kind of crude, ugly protest gets us absolutely nowhere.
That was a question, wasn't it, Alex?
Yes.
Or what you might call an inquiry.
That's right.
Great. Then you get a free Parker pen just for inquiring. OK, wrinklies, unleash hell. They may take our lives, but they'll never take Flogget.
Get a grip of yourself, man. You're going to be the Prime Minister. Everyone adores good old Bozza. Nothing can stop you now. Nothing and no one. Cripes, what was that? Who's there?
Oh, God, it's him, it's him. Leave me alone, please, leave me alone.
He had everything he'd ever wanted just within his grasp. But you can't outrun the past. Boris Johnson stars in... The Man Who Haunted Himself. Fleeing into the night, Boris runs from his hideous doppelganger, the Mr. Hyde to his Mr. Hyde.
Taxi! Oh, thank goodness. Driver, take me as far away from here as possible.
I can go as far as you want. I go too far usually, but I tell you, mate, I'm not going south of the river. Blah. Hey, that's full of pillarbox Muslims and watermelon smiles.
Stop saying such things, that's racist.
But that's us, Bozza. A big lardy bag of lazy prejudice and smug wink-wink dog-whistling comments.
Stop this taxi.
Knowing he will never be free of this evil bag of nastiness haunting him, Boris resorts to extreme measures.
Hello? I've been given your number, Elzar. Quite delicate matter. I need to have someone beaten up to shut them up. I've been told you're a nasty piece of work.
That I am. What should we use? Baseball bat, knuckle duster, skillet iron, brick?
I'm not you!
But you've just tried to hire someone to beat me up! Plah! It proves it! You're the same horrid little man you've always been.
The Man Who Haunted Himself, coming soon to Downing Street. Do have nightmares.
Hello and welcome to this special BBC News report. Earlier today, following a tumultuous week for the Tory party, a new candidate entered the leadership contest.
Why is everybody staring at me? Maybe this wasn't a good idea after all, Sharon. I'm getting paranoid.
It'll be fine, Ozzy. Just read what we wrote down.
Yeah, my name is Ozzy Osbourne. And I am now running to be leader of the Conservative Party.
Ozzy, why are you doing this?
Because Gove and Boris have done coke. Leadsom and Rob and McVeigh have smoked dope. Rory Stewart's done opium. But only Ozzy can unite the country because I'm the only person who's done the lot of them.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Coleshaw, Lewis McLeod, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Nev Fountain and Tom Jameson, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Sarah Campbell, James Bark, Max Davis, Simon Alcock, Sarah Gibbs and Alex Hardy, Lewis Cook and Catherine Brinkworth. It was a BBC Studios production, and the producer and creator was Bill Dare.